Joining us now on the program is the UFC middleweight champion of the world. He will defend that title on Saturday night at UFC 199. Luke Rockhold joins us. Luke, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Getting excited for this fight.
Is this kind of the part of the week? It's Wednesday. Weigh-ins are on Saturday. Is this kind of the struggle time? I mean, you're through with all, I guess, your hard sparring and things like that. It's kind of time to get your weight down. Is this a harder part for you, or is the first 5-6 weeks of your fight camp tougher?
I mean, this ain't fun, no doubt. It's trying to. I'm a sodium freak, so anytime I can't salt my food, it starts to piss me off a little bit. But the training camp is brutal. It's so rough. It's like, I torture myself. No matter who I fight, I always give it my all. I always try to reach my potential. I never hold anything back. I don't go into these fights with any regrets. That's the thing. You got to go in there with a clear mind, knowing you did everything. And that helps you center yourself. So this week, just the water, man. You lose your mind. You almost, it's hard to keep your sanity drinking 2.5 gallons of water. So this is my last day. Kind of slowing down that water the last few days has really been tough. But I'm here. I'm just getting the media done now.
When you do a fight camp, do you do the same fight camp that you do every time, or do you point it directly at what your opponent is? And if so, did you have to change up your camp at all in preparation when it changed from Weidman to Bisping as your opponent?
The thing is with me is I feel like I'm the most well-rounded guy in the game. I've never been a guy to like hide anything. A lot of guys are, they're secretive about their training. They're coming with these different tactics. I'm like, I think that's a bunch of crap. I'm gonna tell you exactly what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna show you my training. I'm gonna post all of it. I'm gonna get people excited. I want you to study me. Try it. Because I'm gonna come in there. I'm gonna do exactly what I'm telling you. Some people talk crap, and some people talk the truth. The truth is going out there and doing it, and that's what I do every time. And so, I don't change my game. I don't adjust to guys. I control what I do. I focus on myself. I don't focus on them. And I think that was the biggest thing with the last Weidman fight, where everyone's been so scared about what is Weidman going to do. And he finally fought a guy that's like, screw you. Try to stop this. Try to stop that. And he had no answer for it. And none of these guys will.
I was thinking I was excited for the Weidman fight, even though the first fight between you two was fairly lopsided. And then when they announced Bisping as his replacement, I said, I cannot imagine a scenario where Michael Bisping can beat Luke Rockhold. Obviously you've been in the cage with both of them. I mean, is it almost like the way that you blitz through these guys? Is it difficult not to get complacent when you fight them again and you just had no trouble with them the first time?
I'm a perfectionist, I want to go out there. I want to be flawless every time. It's fun for me. It's a tactical battle every time I step in the cage with these guys. And I know what's on the line. Anything can happen in this game, but it's not like Weidman had a chance to beat me either. I'm just saying this is in your guys' favor as fans. You're going to see a funner fight, a more tactical fight, and a nice finish. Whereas with Weidman, it could go ugly. He's going to come in sloppy and, it could have. I saw an early finish with Weidman too, but it's just, this will be a little more fun. There'll be a little more talk. There'll be a little more emotion maybe in this one.
Michael Bisping has done a lot of talking. Does that play for you, or do you just listen? You sit back and listen and say, dude, I one arm guillotined you. You have no room to talk. Is it just one ear, way in one ear and out the other, or do you think he's just trying to sell the fight?
I mean, I'm a competitive guy, and I love people that talk crap. That's the thing. He's talking crap. He's saying a bunch of things that aren't going to happen. And then my responses to him are all the truth. They're very blunt. They're very direct. People may think it's talking crap, but hey, guess what? It's the truth. Watch me go do exactly what I said. I'm going to knock him out. I'm going to make ESPN top 10 number one, and it's going to be the play of the week. It's going to be beautiful.
What's preparation been like, knowing that you've got this and Daniel's got his fight coming up next month? Has it been, focusing on you and then the focus switches after Saturday? How's it work with you guys?
The gym's been high. Of course, Kane's been in the gym, Cormier, and I really have been picking this one up pretty hard early on. But we got so many other guys in the gym, but it's definitely nice. You know, everyone's got the same focus, same mindset. We're all here to be the best, and everyone pushes each other. So, you know, we've all complimented each other for so many years, and that's the reason why we've all reached the top. And while our team will keep reaching those heights. So, man, it's great. I can't wait to go start us off and then get Kane and DC back on track and do their things.
What are your thoughts on the rest of the card, UFC 199? Obviously, you're the headliner, but there's another title fight right behind you guys, Dominic Cruz, Uriah Faber. Do you have any fights in particular that you're looking forward to seeing on Saturday?
For me, you know, I mean, it's going to be cool. You know, fights I'm kind of excited to see. Too bad I'm not going to be able to enjoy them too much. I'll be thinking about my own deal. But Dominic and Uriah, that's going to be a fun fight. If you watched the other fight, I was on the edge of my seat the last time they fought.
Yeah, and I actually thought Uriah won that fight.
A lot of people thought Uriah won. Uriah landed he dropped him, what, three times in that fight? Dominic did a lot of work, but Uriah put some devastating blows on him. And so this is a stylistically, they match up well. And I'm excited to see that fight. So, and we'll see. And then there's a bunch of other fights, too. And Dan Henderson coming back, fighting Hector Lombard. Those two are throwing bombs. Someone's going to get clipped, you know. And Max Holloway, too, is one of those underground guys. And that guy's the future of that division, too. He's an animal. And there's a bunch of other good fights. This card is stacked from top to bottom. And, you know, I'm gonna send it off on with that icing on the cake and you guys home happy.
Well, as always, man, it's a pleasure to watch you fight. I enjoy it. I think that you have become one of the best, if not the best overall fighter in the game today. So it's always a pleasure to see you fight. UFC 199 this Saturday night, June 4th on pay-per-view. Luke Rockhold taking on Michael Bisping for the second time. And then the bantamweight title, Dominic Cruz, Uriah Faber, 3, is the co-headliner. Luke, best of luck to you, man. Enjoy these next couple days as much as you can. And then enjoy. I know you'll enjoy Saturday, my friend.
Yes, sir.